be 2GUN. This is Kilo Bravo 2 Golf Uniform November mobile monitoring.
TFW, good afternoon.
TFW, good evening to you from KB2TUN. Name here is Bill. How's it going?
It's going pretty good, Bill. Just headed home from work. The name over here is Ken.
Alrighty. Sounding good this evening. Hope your travel is real light and real easy for you for this evening. I'm over here in Fletcher right now at the wife's job. Her and I can run somewhere, so I thought I'd meet her at her job.
Fletcher, North Carolina?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, roger that. I'm over here in Spartanburg, headed south to Greer.
Okay, sounding real good this evening.
Get some seriously bad weather this evening, aren't you?
I think they call them for a little late on tonight. I think late tonight. I think it's supposed to be late tonight. We're supposed to get some bad weather.
Upwards of a half inch of ice, isn't it?
Somewhere close to that. I haven't really quite heard the weather for today, but. But that sounds about right.
I'll be going anywhere tomorrow morning anyway.
I'm retired and I'll be just home sitting laid back with my feet up and watching a little TV, and hopefully I am gonna fire my DMR radio up and talk with that for a while.
Got about 4 or 5 more years to go, and then I can do that.
Actually, the only reason that I'm retired right now is it's by force, not by choice, because I'll still be out there working right about now.
Right now, hold on a minute. I was getting on the interstate in front of me, going a little bit slower. KN4 TFW.
Yes, KB2GUN. Oh, wow. Yeah. So like I said, we're getting this done early. The only reason I'm just by force, not by choice, because I'll be still out there working right now, but I'm off on disability list, you know, with actually total knee replacement.
I'll do that, but hopefully it's getting better every day for you.
I go through a little pain every day, but it's a lot better than what it was since 2006. Yes, since 2006, but 3 knee replacements and a fractured tibia bone with a screw that still broke off in that tibia bone.
Have a wreck?
No, jack pallet. A jack pushed me off the back of a truck. I was working for a pool company, and the trip in the little small box truck that I was driving, was shifting once I was pulling this heavy frozen food off the truck and pushed me off the tailgate.
That hurts just thinking about it.
It was a painful thing, you know, especially going through three total knee replacements on one leg, and plus with that tibia bone on that same leg.
If you did it 3 times, did it just get worn out, or it just wasn't right?
The last 2 times, I fell from the first one, so they had to go back and redo it again, and then the second one, just the hardware and on the inside just came loose.
Just go in there and tighten it up, right?
I would have loved to, but take a little screwdriver and tighten it down, but no, is, you know, so I got, it wasn't all good, so, but now, like I said, it's working pretty much, you know. I just can't walk that far, and, sitting and standing by me, you know, for a long period of time.
I broke an ankle back in 1982, and it still gives me a fit from time to time, but fortunately, I'm still getting around right now.
Feeling, you know, still getting around, but I'm still doing the same myself. I'm, like I said, it bothers me sometimes, but a lot of times I can tell when the weather changes, because it would tell the story.
Here, it'll, it lets me know when the bad weather's coming. Or if I was acting a fool and shouldn't have done that, then it reminds me when I go to bed.
4CBA.
We got Bill in here, too.
My wife's had both hips replaced, one of them twice, and she had her right, I think it was her right knee. Anyway, when they replaced her hip the second time, because it kept popping out, and he had to put a bigger ball in there. And anyway, and I told him, I said, can you put a grease fitting on there on the outside so we could just hit it with a grease gun every now and then?
That'll work. Sounds good to me, Shugs. I mean, if that'll work, then you know what? That did sound good. I'm gonna see if I can call my doctor, but nah, that's okay. I'm going to leave it alone. He's not going back in it for the fourth time, but now for arthritis, then creeped up in the shoulder, and they talk about operating on the shoulder now. Did my knee replacement. He's back in Baltimore. So actually I'm looking for an orthopedic here in North Carolina to do the surgery, to do it.
Hey, so you're in North Carolina? Yep. I don't know anybody up there. I could recommend a few down here, but anyway. Let's see. Who else is in there? I forgot your name. KB4CBA. Go ahead and pick it up.
Yeah, it's Ken. KN4TFW. How was the tennis yesterday?
Well, I did pretty good, but my racket didn't cooperate. Oh, Lord have mercy. But anyway, it could have been worse. The guy I play is definitely a notch above me, I tell you. He was good.
The exercise, right?
So we played, we were supposed to have a court for an hour and a half, but, you know, nobody else wanted it. So we played 2 hours, and he ran me all over the court. Of course, I ran him all over the court, too, but he just was, of course, he's, you know, 26 years younger than me, too. That might have a little something to do with it.
Gentlemen, you in South Carolina also?
Are you talking to Ken or me? My name's David.
David, come in.
I live in Taylor's, which is between Greenville and Greer.
Okay. Alrighty, well, I'm going to jump out of here and let y'all go and take over. I forgot I had a phone call that I missed earlier. So I actually did just rung a few minutes ago. But other than that, y'all have a good evening and hope to catch again. This is KB2GUN. I'll be clear.
I hope you stay safe and stay don't get too much bad weather up there tomorrow, and I look forward to catching you again. 73 KN4TFW.
Oh, well, good talk to you, man. Take care up there in North Carolina. Take care of that knee. I hope it gets better for you. So, what are you up to, Kim?
I'm headed south from the big city of Lyman right now. I'm trying to make it back to the house.
I'm coming from Taylor's to Greer. Which do I get to first, Inman or Lyman? I never can keep those straight.
Yeah, after you pass Greer, you can come to Lyman.
Well, I used to work, I worked briefly for D&D Ford, and I had a buddy of mine that lived over on the east side of Greer, and right off of Wade Hampton, and but anyway, and so I ventured over to Lyman a time or two for one reason or another, but gosh, that's been years ago. That was back in the I guess that was back in the 80s. Yeah, the late 80s.
A speed trap back then?
I don't think so. I never did really notice them running radar back then. They could have been, but because I've always kind of had a lead foot, even when, you know, even though I might just have like a four cylinder, you know, you can get this wound up eventually.
To be that way now, I just mostly stick to the speed limit, and in the morning on the interstate, I used to do about 500 and just let all them other fools go on.
I just went past the wreck on, I think this is still called Edwards Road here. Let's see. I can't tell. It might be. I can't remember where it changes. Does it change names when you cross Pelham, or I just can't remember. And then it becomes Haywood. But anyway, and I don't know the street. There's a street that comes in from the, if you're going my direction, I'm going, there's a street that comes in from your right, and there's a collision right there, and they got both lanes blocked going the other way. Thank goodness, yeah, it didn't have my way blocked, but anyway, hope nobody got hurt.
It's a hard right there at the kind of at the bottom of the hill, maybe about half a mile before you get to Pelham Road. It takes a right, goes up in that subdivision, and then it turns into Howell. So let me tell you, one day that Bilo right there at the intersection of Howell and East North Street. My wife, they had a bunch of trees like planted in there in the parking lot, and she was coming through there, and somehow she managed to go from the Bilo parking lot across all four lanes into the other parking lot and never noticed and never even looked.
Well, okay. That's a pretty big parking lot, though.
Like little trees planted, you know what I mean, down through there, and you're just going down through there, and just, you know, then it got trees right there at the corner, and never noticed, and that it just was, somehow she just got really lucky that there wasn't a ton of cars coming.
That intersection, every time I go to the sports club, which is where I'm headed now, we got tennis at 5, and then I got another game at 6:30, so I'll be here till 8 o'clock or later tonight. And but I'm looking forward to it.
exercise in before the rain happens, and hopefully you should be back home before the rain sets in, I would imagine.
Around all I can see is blue sky, so hopefully it'll stay that way.
That's the state we've had in a while, KN4 TFW, and I think it ain't supposed to start till about midnight.
Thermometer on my car says 50 degrees. Now, it was 48 at Taylor's. Of course, I'm headed south, so, that might have something to do with it. But, anyway, that's interesting. But, and there doesn't seem to be any wind blowing, so that'd be nice on the core. I just hate the wind, even a slight breeze at these in the 40s can just cut right through you. And so how long does it take you to get to work?
Maybe about 35 minutes, about 45 in the afternoon.
I used to live in Traverse Rest and subdivision up there, North Cliff, and I worked on the John Finger Mazda on the Motor Mouse, now Bradshaw Mazda, and it took me, it would take me 35 minutes to get home, but I got to where I left at, we didn't open till 8, and I didn't have to be there till 8, a few minutes before 8, and I would leave about 10 after 7, and if I left then, there wasn't any heavy traffic, but if I waited 2 minutes past that, it would start getting heavy, and I tell you, and of course going home, we got off at 5:30, so I didn't have a choice. I was stuck in all that mess. And say I could have had the best day in the world, but by the time I got home, I was just fit to be tired. My wife just couldn't understand that. She said, you're not bringing your work home with you, are you? I said, no. I said, I just can't stand driving in all that traffic.
Yeah, when I was working down there in Piedmont and getting off, and then I'd come back to 85, 385, and get off at Hayward Road and go on to Edwards, and it'd be backed up 100 yards from that first railroad track waiting on the red light at Wade Hampton Boulevard. It just was aggravating.
It's, I live on our subdivision. You access it through off of Rutherford Road, so if you know anything about Rutherford, it has all the railroad tracks on either side, and I tell you, it's funny to see people. They'll make a turn, and they need to be, they need to be getting across the tracks, and sometimes the train just stop and block the intersection, and evidently they can do that. And you'll see people just sitting there. I can't figure it out because the train stopped. It ain't going anywhere. And they're just sitting there, waiting to go. It's really hilarious.
What are you talking about? That where it runs right beside Rutherford all the way down through there. And like you said, once in a while, there'd be a train stop there, and then the cars would be backed up waiting to turn. It's like, really? You're not going anywhere.
Funny, but anyway, my dad was telling me the one of those tracks, I can't tell you which one it is, because there's at one place, there's like four tracks that go through there, two on each side. And I think they get together on down the line. But anyway, he said, he pointed to the tracks, if you walk that track, it'll take you right through Billerica, Georgia, which is where a lot of my people grew up, on my grandmother's side, and we used to go down there every summer and spend a week with them. So I think about that when a train comes through there.
I wonder where it's actually going.
V4 CPA. Yeah, I've just had the nation sometimes to want to jump on one and just see where it takes me. You know, like get off at the next town or the next one or the next one, whatever. And you know, when it slows down. And I don't think that'd be too smart. Not to mention the fact that I'd probably get caught. Oh man, well, I'm sitting in the parking lot here. I'm gonna warm up a little bit. I warm my knees up a little bit before I get out in the court and see if I can hit that little round yellow ball. So you be careful going home there, Ken, and I'll talk to you later. I'll stick around for your final. This is KB4CBA.
All right, Dave. Hope your game goes well and everything, and you don't get hurt and you exercise well. And I'll look forward to catching you another day. I'll say 73, KN4TFW.
4CEF Mobile.
KN4TFW.
Ken, how are you?
Pretty good. Did they have the part?
Can't call them yet, man, after lunch where it got busy, so try to give them a call tomorrow.
Chop a couple of times, it's like, man, it's a big, like, it's a pretty big store.
I've forgotten that it was over off of Asheville Highway, and I've been over that way plenty of times. I just never even thought about it.
Pick up some power supplies, and I just got to milling around there, and it's like, man, they got a lot of stuff here.
I just ordered some capacitors and stuff off of Amazon. I'll try to mod my Cobra 29 LTD just for S's and G's.
I need to get mine checked out. I got an old Connex 3300.
But you know, if I do, nobody really talks on CB anymore, so it really won't matter.
Over at that electronic shop, he's real old school, but he can put his hand on about anything you want.
So check him out and give him a call tomorrow. I hope he's got one in, or at least can get his hands on one, because I don't know, I was kind of iffy about the ones I saw on Amazon, and there's a bunch of them on eBay, and I know people rip them out of radios and stuff, but still.
Want you what you want pretty quick.
Work.
Eventful, nothing going on or anything. And that, hopefully it'll be the same tomorrow.
So, hopefully the weather won't get bad. I don't know which weather to report or believe now. I think the weather.gov is just saying it won't be till like first thing in the morning, around 8 or 9, so that won't be bad.
They're changing it, so that means they know that something's going to happen. I passed the brine truck on 85, so they're thinking something's going to happen. They were calling Spartanburg for a half inch earlier this morning, so I don't know. They're up there by Babard, up there with Patrick, they're calling for almost an inch.
I should get that much ice on stuff.
Yeah, I hate to, but I'm going to have to jump on out of here. I've already parked up in the driveway. I hear the dog barking at me. She's ready to go for a walk since it's sunny today. So I'll say 73. You be safe in the morning. I'll try to get on early in the morning and get a weather report from you. So, because I got to head the way you just came from. So I hope you have a good evening. I'll catch you in the morning. KN4TFW.
Ken, 73's to you. Hopefully we'll holler at you in the morning and everything will just pass on by. KO4CF, and I'll be clear.
Yeah.